You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
If it's trending, it's here. Now, this is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the NBA draft is the top trending topic. And first night of the NBA draft happened last night. And the big story that's come out of the NBA draft so far is that LeBron James's son, Bronny, was not drafted in the first round.
Which is not shocking at all.
Yeah, I have mixed feel. I kind of feel what that must be like to feel the pressure of your dad being who he is and everybody expecting great things out of you. But yeah, all the stories have been that he is
not a first round talent.
He's not ready.
Yeah.
So
that's all there is to it.
It's a really hard thing. My son deals with it, as you can imagine, on a day-to-day basis.
That's
his entire life.
The intense pressure of living in the shadow of immense greatness.
Yeah. Fortunately for my kids, I've put no pressure on them.
Yeah. They're like, it's okay. Yeah. What do we have to?
Second year in a row, a Frenchman was drafted first. Four French players drafted in the first round last night. One and two are both French.
There's a big French. The French are big people, especially when they play basketball. There's some monsters over there.
Play a lot of ball.
I had no idea. So the first season, the third season of The Bear is now available to stream. So that is one of the top trending topics. All episodes available now. Now, TJ, you were into that show, weren't you?
Yeah, I love it.
This is Jeremy Allen White, who I think was voted like sexiest man in the world. And you either think that guy, I think most women think he's very attractive. Every guy that sees him goes, what am I doing wrong?
He looks like a mosquito.
He looks like a mosquito.
Yeah.
In kind of that pinched face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like a mosquito.
Women find him ridiculously attractive. Well,
because they think he can really cook like that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's the cooking thing?
Mm-hmm, because he plays the chef on the show.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So women are always looking for a man, and he is built nicely, but they're always looking for a man to serve them.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
Or that's the same reason they look at, where they like police officers and army men, and as the kids call them, and all of that, because they want that feeling of somebody that could save them and feed them.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
If they could find a guy that could make sure that they sleep soundly for many hours a night, that guy could look like was Kodak Black. And they would still think he's sexy.
I think Kodak Black's a handsome guy. A fire broke out on the world's largest cruise ship. It's called the Icon of the Seas. It just made its maiden voyage last month. 10,000 people on board, authorities said they were able to extinguish the fire, but the entire ship lost power while it was ported in Mexico. So no injuries, everybody's safe. But it's a brand new ship. It weighs 250,000 tons. Try to wrap your head around that. But 10,000 people on board, everybody's safe. Today is National Onion Day, National Bomb Pop Day. That's the red, white, and blue popsicle. Yeah. And National Ice Cream Cake Day. So take your pick there.
It's also National Sunglasses Day.
Yeah. Sunglasses Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I know that piece of information. I just do.
You both knew it, and I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. We must have read the same thing. I don't know.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
There is a member of the radio family that has tried to bring peace. I think she's going to fail miserably, but she's tried to bring some peace to a difficult conversation that we had yesterday. And maybe we found a way for you to lose weight. Or maybe it's a little dangerous. You'll have to decide for yourself coming up next.
Available 24/7 on the free Ace and TJ Family app.
Download it from the App Store.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
A lot of important conversations and discussions are had here on the Ace and TJ Show. Dare I say, life-altering debates, such as, is a taco a sandwich? Should a Philly cheesesteak be called a Philly cheesesteak sandwich? And the ongoing hoodie debate, which reared its ugly head yesterday, whether or not... Well, one of y'all explain it. Is a hoodie a jacket? Is that the question between TJ and Riggins that have been arguing about for years?
It was a whole big thing probably last year.
Yeah.
And Riggins and Alexis both ganged up on me saying that a hoodie counts as a jacket and not a shirt. Just a regular pullover hoodie. Right. But now Riggins is saying that he didn't say that. That he never said it was a jacket.
So he's trying to withdraw from the controversy?
I don't know. He may not remember it correctly.
Well, I appreciate the kindness and the effort put forth by members of the radio family to bring this incredibly trying dilemma to some type of compromise. There is a lady who DM'd us yesterday. Her name is Sarah, and she says, I have a compromise on your hoodie dilemma. If you wear your hoodie inside without anything underneath, it's indoor. If you wear a t-shirt or another piece of clothing, it's outdoor.
Yeah, the debate never was whether it was indoor or outdoor.
Yeah, I misread this.
Yeah.
So I've done all this for nothing. Sorry.
All for not.
I misread it. I thought she was saying if you wear it without anything underneath, that it would be a shirt. Then if you wore it outside the house over a t-shirt, it would be considered a jacket. But I misread the thing. So let's move on to something else. I just misread it. Sorry.
Okay. No, no worries.
I make mistakes sometimes, Riggins.
Yeah, I don't care. I have not said a thing.
Okay. Well, at least like
you're about to say something. I don't want to hear it.
At least you made sure that microphone didn't run away from you while you were talking.
What do you mean?
You do this thing sometimes where you just grab that microphone and make sure that it's not going to go anywhere when you're talking into it. It's just like, hey, all right, you know, microphone, you're not going anywhere.
Because I'm frustrated with it at this point.
With the microphone?
Yeah.
What was it doing?
With just being here in general. what I'm doing.
And you're taking it out on the poor microphone?
Yes, because just led us down a path that went nowhere because I can't read.
Well, that's what I was saying is that at least, you know, the bright spot.
Yeah.
You had that.
Rob, don't even open your mouth.
Microphone knows who's boss.
I said, yeah.
No, you're about to chime in.
No, I was just going to agree.
I want to hear from CJ.
A little paranoid.
I do not want to hear it from Rob right now. Rob's like, yeah. Like, he's about to follow up. I do not want to hear whatever the follow up is from Rob at this moment. Okay?
Hey. Whoa.
Y'all know how Rob had to chime in with something stupid. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Okay.
Chiming in with something stupid. Like, yeah. Rob, we call them just Robs. Stupid comments are just called Robs.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm just lashing out to deflect the embarrassment.
You can't read, so you take it out on me?
Yeah, yes, exactly. That's what happened.
Well, he's just looked at it. It's the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I just saw where the company that makes Ozempic is about to open or build a $4.1 billion facility in the state of North Carolina. But is that a good idea? Because while Ozempic may be hot, TikTokers are promoting Rice Ozempic. Now, for the record, I am not endorsing this. I am just sharing with you something that is hot these days just to get everybody's reaction. Rice Ozempic is a concoction of rice, water, and lime juice that is being called a cheap alternative to medications like Ozempic. I mean, just for weight loss. Let's not forget, Ozempic was originally created for people suffering from diabetes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, remember that part. But here's a TikToker explaining how well it worked for her.
So I lost 7.2 pounds in 7 days. Other benefits I've experienced throughout the week: a curb to my appetite, a decrease in my cravings for sweet things, higher energy levels throughout the day, and less bloating.
She says she lost 7.2 pounds in 7 days.
Hmm. And it's rice, water, and lime?
It's a concoction of rice, water, and lime juice.
Sounds tasty.
Oh, I thought it was rice water. Like you drink the rice water.
Like that cloudy water.
No, they have a very important comma in there. Rice, yeah. Water, and lime juice.
Because you're supposed to rinse the rice before you cook it. So I thought it was that water with all that starch in it.
Are they injecting this? Because you do inject Ozempic, or do you drink it?
You drink Ozempic. It's a shot, and they'll have free for ladies on Friday nights.
It's an Ozempic shot.
Yeah.
The rice Ozempic is what I'm asking.
The rice Ozempic. No, you would just eat it. Like it's got rice in it. So it's rice with some water and lime juice mixed up, and you would just use a spoon and eat it.
I'm just making sure.
It's more like rice cereal.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, rice cereal is a good way to describe it. And this is kind of fun. What constitutes being on time? According to a new survey that was done, about half of Gen Zers between the ages of 16 and 26 in the workforce say that, 5 to 10 minutes late, that's pretty much on time. They're pretty cool with that. Not surprisingly, the importance of punctuality increases as you get older. It says 26% of Gen Xers, only 26%, are okay with a colleague running 10 minutes late regularly. And when they ask boomers, over 70% were like, no, that's not acceptable at all.
Yeah, and if a Gen Zer, a Zoomer as they're called, thinks that 5 to 10 minutes late is on time, then that's the fault of their parents. For not teaching them any better.
I'd agree with that.
It's post-COVID. It's a little loose.
We're doing the best we can. Is that what you're saying?
I just feel like that's the... Oh, it's post-COVID. It's different.
The rules for punctuality and so many other things have loosened up. Because it's COVID. It's post-COVID. It's post-COVID.
People are still recovering from COVID.
I know I am.
Yeah. The most famous woman in the world. The most famous woman on social media these days is someone whose name you don't even know. You know her by a sound that I cannot make on the radio or podcast for you to enjoy. But wait until you hear what is happening to her now. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What does it take today to make it big? One viral video can make you millions, and this may be one of the greatest examples of all time. I mean, look, it worked for Bad Baby, Catch Me Outside. She launched an entire career off one appearance on the Dr. Phil show. Well, there is a woman. Her name is Haley Welch. She is the most well-known person on all of social media right now, hands down. She's not. Well, I can say it. I can just say it. Can you just say it?
Yeah. She's
known as the Hawk Tool Girl.
Yeah.
I said it kind of fast. That's about all the explanation you're going to get. That's about all I can give you. But she was interviewed outside of a bar in Nashville. She said something that has gone unbelievably viral. Hundreds of millions of people have seen this.
Something very vulgar.
Yeah. During a man on the street interview. Well, now it turns out apparently Hollywood talent agencies are interested in her. They don't know. All they've seen is this one interview.
Yeah.
Yet, apparently, Hollywood talent agencies are interested in making a deal with her. Now, some people say that she has already signed a deal with a huge agency called UTA that is one of the biggest agencies in the entire world. But turns out that is not actually true.
Yeah, they just got it mixed up because there was a story that she had a UTI.
Right. they do point out that she has sold... already sold in just the past couple weeks tens of thousands of dollars in merch,
signed hats.
Anyway, now, is that good thing, bad thing? Because I haven't seen her come out and put out other videos yet. I mean, she may have. I may have just missed them. But this thing has gone so viral so fast, and other people were putting out there are presidential looking T-shirts with her slogan on, all these kind of things. It's really hard to explain exactly what's transpiring without being able to tell you what she said, but we can't tell you what she said.
And you've seen it.
You can't escape it. She's blonde. She's cute. She's outside a bar in Nashville. You've seen it.
And that's the attraction. She's pretty, and she's saying something very, very vulgar and sexual. And so that's why everybody now is, oh, she's so great.
Part of it is the fact that she says it and she's laughing like she's cutting up and you're just having fun with them. And so it makes it a little less vulgar, if that makes any sense. But so other people were taking advantage of the opportunity because obviously there's no copyright or anything like that. Is it okay that she says, well, look, the least I can do is try to make some money out of this thing?
Yeah. Lemonade's out of lemons. Because I guarantee your families can't be thrilled their daughter, doing this.
Devastated.
It would be soul crushing.
My daughter's about the same age, and she lives in Nashville. And if they caught her coming out of a bar and she said these exact things, I would be devastated. I'd be at home crying.
So, yeah, I think if you can make a couple $1,000, what else is there to do? It's out there. You can at least take a bad situation and try to make a little money off of it.
Yeah.
Sign some hats, maybe.
Would you agree, TJ, that it's, if Lainey said, I got to try to make some money off this, Dad.
No, no, because I would want her just to let it go away and stop making more people see what she had said and done and why they were making her out to be a big deal.
I get that, too.
Rig is in the hottest trending topics. It's now trending. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Big celebrity party recently. Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Jimmy Kimmel, and all the other, like Bon Jovi, they all gathered together for one of these expensive celebrity parties. So Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift now kind of becoming friends. He was at her Eras show.
What, it wasn't a Democrat fundraiser or anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay, because Paul McCartney and Jimmy Kimmel being there is, that would made me think that.
Sure, well, all celebrities are like that, but yeah. I don't know, maybe becoming fast friends. Could happen.
Well, yeah, but could. I've heard Dave Grohl tell a story before about being at a party or something at similar situation where they had, like, people were performing because they were all singers, and Taylor Swift got up and performed, and then Paul McCartney told Dave Grohl, you know, play something. And Grohl said he didn't have the guts to tell Paul McCartney, I'm way too high to be doing that right now.
Dave, 50 years still smoking weed. Love it. Yeah. Love to see it. I bet he wasn't talking trash about Taylor Swift at that party.
I'm sure he was.
He waited until he got on stage to make fun of her. Bronny is the top trending topic. This is a reference to the NBA draft that began last night. LeBron James's son is named Bronny. I think that's his real name. I don't think that's a nickname. But he was not drafted in the first round, and a lot of people are just ripping this kid apart. He's in his early 20s.
Leave him alone.
His name's not LeBron James Jr.?
All I've seen is Bronny. So I always assumed
it was LeBron James Jr. and they called him Bronny. I mean, Thomas something Jr. and they called him Tommy.
He's LeBron James Jr.
Oh, okay. ESPN called. I mean, they were calling him Bronny. Bronny.
Went, I mean, it's so much easier than saying LeBron Jr. because there can be confusion. So everybody knows has known him as Bronny his entire life. Because that's what they call him around the house. That's kind of what he goes by anyway.
But yeah, nobody calls him Junior. But I'm just saying, I always assumed that out when he was a junior.
Yeah, it's not fair to him because nobody in the NBA or in those circles has said he's a first round talent. He didn't have this outstanding career in college at USC. He has some talent. They believe it has to be developed, but they put so much pressure about LeBron saying, I want to play with my son. I'm going to stick around and play with my son because nobody's ever done that. That, you know, they're like, oh, he must be a first round draft pick. And it's kind of the public has been pushing this thing. And it's not fair to him at all. People to rip him. Shut up. Even if he was thought to be a possible first round talent and you're ripping him, don't you think that's hard enough for him to not be drafted? I mean, leave him alone.
He's like a young guy and they're like, pick first round for Wendy's. And I was like, oh, shut up. Leave him alone.
It's a bunch of losers who would do something like that. You're a disgusting person if you do that.
It's bad enough that he's had to be raised by LeBron. Give him a break now. He's grown.
Come on, something. Help him out a little bit.
Was he at the event, like, waiting to be drafted, or do we know?
I watched just a brief portion of it last night and did not see him there.
Oh, I hope he wasn't there, because that's right. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, kind of like rubbing salt in the wound. Yeah. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
I know that you probably get sick of my pointing out things that have become popular in the mainstream of American culture that would not have become popular had it not been for an observation I made a long, long time ago. But if I don't point it out, nobody else will. And you need to know where these things come from. So there's another one that's involved with the latest women's fashion that would not be happening if it weren't for me. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Before we get into this this fashion thing that I was talking about, you really need to go and watch our show today on the Ace and TJ app or family app or YouTube's or wherever you want to watch it. Because without discussion betwixt each other today, Ace Riggins and I showed up dressed like a Jodeci tribute band.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Black shirts, black hats. Jodeci. You remember in the 90s when they first, you know, were doing, what was that? What was their first song?
Was Jodeci Come and Talk to
Me? Yeah, but
me?
There was one before that that was a big hit. But anyway, that's, I remember them being a musical guest on the show in Living Color. And they were all dressed in black shirts and black hats and black pants. So
it's hot.
Yeah, good on you. Now, there is a new fashion trend that the what they're describing as the A-lister women in Hollywood are bringing out, and it has something to do with that Paris couture. Is that what it's called? Paris Couture Week?
Oh yeah.
And that fashion is, you know, Katy Perry, Beyonce, they've named in here, underboob. Mm-hmm. And no joke, there was no talk of underboob or anybody who had even called it underboob until long ago on the Ace and TJ show when we made a big deal about how... sexy that is. I would rather see that than cleavage. And then all of a sudden everybody's using the term underboob, and now the celebrity women are out there flashing underboob.
That's the truth, though. That's a true story.
Because it all started because we were saying that I had this poster on my wall as a kid in the 80s, and a woman was wearing a cutoff undershirt that's a tank top, and it was cut off to where that's what you saw. You didn't see any cleavage. You saw her underboob, and that I thought that could be the reason why I think that's sexier than cleavage. And then next thing you know, all these celebrities are running with it, and the entire culture is talking about underboob as if they were the first to make the observation.
Beyonce.
Yeah, but I don't blame Katy Perry, Beyonce, and the rest because they don't know.
Yeah.
It's the people who took it and ran with it and took the news to them.
Yeah.
I mean.
you feel they've stolen from you in some fashion.
Yeah, and I don't mind because I like leaving my mark on the world.
Okay.
But I would just like to have, you know, a mention of, hey, this is where that came from. This little guy on the radio. You know, just like it wouldn't have killed Michael Bublé to give me a little bit of credit for his career getting jump started because we were the first one to play one of his songs on the radio. But no, that's the way them Canadians are, though. They're selfish.
Ungrateful.
So now you know.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I had one of those moments yesterday. You know how you can be going through the day and then all of a sudden something happens, one little thing happens, and then everything just starts, it feels like it's spinning out of control.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it spins out of control for just a fleeting moment, and then you realize, okay, there's no, that's, we had it all wrong. And then you feel like a sense of relief, but then also a sense of anger because you're like, what? Why was it even like that? Yesterday, I had gone, there's a trail that I like to walk that's pretty close to where I live. And I suffer terribly bad with shin splints. Mm. And I've been really trying to work through that. As the millennials say, I've been putting in the work.
Good for you.
And adulting. So I did 4 miles yesterday and didn't have any problems with the shin splints.
Oh, good.
I pull up to my high. My wife is getting in her car to go somewhere. And it is 11:05 in the a.m. And I pull up. She looks at me when I get out of the truck, and I'm about ready to tell her the good news. You know, hey, I did 4 miles today and no shin splints and whatever. And before I could get that out, she goes, what are you doing here? And I went, what? And she goes, aren't you supposed to be recording commercials with Richard Takato at 11? Adam said that you're recording commercials today with Richard Takato at 11. And then I freaked. And I was like, is that today? So I pick up the phone, I call Rob, and when Rob answers the phone, I can clearly hear that he's in his car.
That is correct.
And the first thing I said was, oh my God, did I miss Richard Takato? And he goes, no, that's tomorrow. And I went, so what is today? Oh, today's only Wednesday, which was yesterday, and the thing is Thursday with Richard. We call it Thursdays with Richard. And so then I'm looking at Jody, and I'm like, why did you start this? And then she goes, well, that's what Adam said. So I'm calm, you know, my heart was racing.
Sure.
And so I stopped, and I was like, okay. And then she left, you know, it was a drive-by, yeah. leaving the mayhem in her rearview mirror. And so I hung up with Rob. Rob gave the good news, and I hung up with him, and then I texted Adam, and I said, hey, I wanted to say, don't be telling Jody anything.
Why is he getting involved anyway?
And so I said, Richard Takato thing is tomorrow. And he goes, oh, yeah, today is Wednesday.
mind your business.
It was like, and I'm still holding all of my stuff that I'd gotten out of the truck. I carry a lot of stuff in and out of every situation.
But you haven't even gone in the house yet.
No, I'm still standing in the garage, sweating.
Oh, my God. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I would have freaked out. Oh, my God.
What are they doing discussing your calendar?
So we just, yes, chit-chatting. And he said, oh, yeah, that's right. He's got that thing. Like, what's he doing? Like, he's not home. Oh, yeah, he's got that thing. All right, so it's settled. It's settled.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Well, there's a big debate tonight between Joe Biden, the President Joe Biden, and former President Donald Trump. The other presidential candidate, Robert Kennedy Jr., is not going to be in the debate because they say he didn't qualify and because President Biden didn't want him in the debate. President Biden's team laid out all of the rules that have to be met for this debate tonight. And, making sure that everything possible favors President Biden. Well, they've done this survey and asked people other questions that don't really relate to, what they would do as president, but other things that they would do in life, which one you would choose, Trump or Biden. Who would win at arm wrestling? I think Trump obviously would win that one. Who would be more likely to help a stranger?
Biden.
That's what people said.
I think Biden.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong.
Biden
wouldn't help anybody.
I would go Trump on that.
Yeah, Trump's always helpful to people. And I'm not biased in any of this either. No. I'm just a reporter down the line. Who would be a better house guest?
Biden.
Trump. Because you don't want to have to clean up after Biden and have him walking into, your valuable things and breaking them and all of that. And then he might want to bring his son with him, bringing cocaine into the house. You don't want all that. Who would win at poker? Everybody said Trump.
I think Trump would win at poker. Yeah.
This is a relationship advice. This is a hard one. Who would you take a relationship advice from?
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't feel good about either one of them.
Yeah, that's what I say. There's no good answer in this scenario.
Yeah. But if we do it quickly a little bit, just change it and let Riggins answer the questions about you and me, Ace.
Okay. Okay.
Who would handle really spicy food better?
A TJ.
Let's see. Who would win in a dance-off?
Oh, God. That's a great question. Who would win in a dance-off, Ace or TJ?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think if I've seen either of you dance. Well, I've seen Ace do the Cabbage Patch. That's really my only experience seeing him dance.
Well, he dances a lot in his chair during the show.
Yeah, that's when I see him do the cabbage patch.
Oh, that's dancing. Okay. I just throw you a little something every now and then.
That's tough. I don't. I'll go TJ maybe because I don't know.
I would go TJ. That's
maybe.
Who would be more likely to return a lost wallet?
Ace.
You could have said tie on that one.
Huh?
You could have said tie on that.
Oh. But you'd be like, oh, God, I got to go. You'd have somebody do it for you.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I would handle it just like I save people's lives, Riggins. I don't even know all the time. I'm a hero when it comes to returning money and saving lives. No, I'm kidding. Who would be more likely to remember your birthday?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Who would be more likely to remember your birthday? Probably TJ right now.
Okay. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Ace has a lot going on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The NBA draft is the top trending topic today. If you're into the NBA draft, that kicked off yesterday, last night. And LeBron James' son was not selected in the first round of the draft. And a lot of people discussing that.
I don't like that all these Frenchmen are taking American jobs.
Yeah, first two players selected. I think three of the first six and four of the first rounders were from France.
The Hornets got a Frenchman too.
Yeah, was the third one taken.
See, and that's another reason for me not to watch basketball. You know, I will not watch a sport where it's been taken over by people who are not Americans.
You heard it here first.
Now, up until I was every NBA game sitting with multiple screens like a sports bar, keeping up with every game.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't watch the NBA.
B-dubs.
For political reasons.
It's a big week for Amanda Bynes. She is meeting with some Hollywood executives to hopefully jumpstart her career.
That's the haircut she chose?
That's her look now. We're doing.
That's interesting to do the septum ring. I'm going to jumpstart my acting career by cutting my hair really short on the top, leaving it long on the sides, getting a heart tattoo on my cheek, and wearing a septum ring.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
move, those, Amanda Bynes.
Those,
it's a look, isn't it?
Yeah, the bangs look like, I don't know, maybe a toddler got at her with some scissors.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're not even, they're supposed to be straight bangs, but they're really not.
He's not wrong.
Let me see that.
It's like a little boy haircut on the very top and then long on the sides. It's a weird, very odd looking haircut.
It looks like she hasn't blended her makeup in either. It's just that she threw corrector on and then didn't even rub it in. But, bless her heart, she's not all there, is she?
She went to fashion school and she went to cosmetology school, so
I apologize. I was a little bit harsh. I root for her because I know she's been through some stuff. That's not, I shouldn't have been so harsh. It's just like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think the world understands what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? Amanda Bynes would look at me and go, what are you doing?
Right. That'd be a kick in the pants.
So I should be quiet.
Only Amanda Bynes would say that to you. That's it. Nobody else.
Maybe.
Comments like that's why I told you to hush me.
Shut up. Yeah, I mean,
sorry. I need you piling on.
You got control of his mic. Drop Rob's mic.
Good point.
Rob always comes in like the sniper. Yeah. So where do you draw the line on one specific thing? We're going to find out next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I think it was last week we found out that Tech D Rob gets rid of his gum. He's throws out his gum out there. He doesn't spit it out the window. He actually puts it in his hand and holds his arm up in the window with the window down and tries to subtly drop the gum out so he doesn't make a big scene of it so that nobody sees him. Ace said he rolls down the passenger side front window,
Yeah. Reaches
across, and throws it out.
It's like a game. We're just flinging out the window, trying to get it as far out away from the road as possible.
Making sure it goes into the grass.
Into the grass, into the woods, where it won't affect anybody.
Because you don't want it landing in the road.
That's correct.
Because it could
stick to somebody's tire, shoe, whatever.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And they'll stay in place if they run over that gum.
That's true. It'll just bring their car to a screeching halt. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I can spit it. If I were on the interstate in the right lane, I could spit it all the way into the median.
Really? Yeah. That's like a skill of yours? You can spit the gum really far?
I can
far?
Spit it way farther than I could throw it, yeah.
I did.
And I don't want to touch it.
I get that. Where do you guys stand on, say you've gotten, you're at the gas station and you got two empty soda cups, all the ice is melted in it. Would you open up the door and just dump out your cups in the parking lot?
Yeah. No, I would probably just throw the whole thing in the trash.
Trash. I do the same thing. Yeah.
You're not a take the lid off, dump it in the parking lot and then close the door?
No.
No. I'm not that opposed to it. If it's just a liquid, but it's not something I would do.
Yeah.
Only if it's water. So that's the question.
I mean, I don't know. Even if it is water, it's not going to be as bad.
But like if you've got a chocolate shake, dump it out on the ground. Don't do that. Then it's littering.
That's when it becomes littering.
Yeah.
Yeah. If people walk up and they immediately can't tell that it's not vomit, then it shouldn't have been poured out.
Yeah. Anything somebody has to step around is littering. That's the way I look at it.
Anything somebody has to step around.
If you pour water out, you know, if I walk through that, it's not going to hurt anything. But if you poured something out that I walk up to and go, I ain't step over that, then you're littering.
Huh, okay. Would you let a dog pee in a parking lot? If it was your dog, you're walking it, would you let it pee in the parking lot? Because it's going to wash away with the rain.
No.
Only if I'm at the outer edges.
Okay. All right, so where do you stand? At the Ace TJ show, is it littering? Dumping anything other than water in a parking lot at the Ace TJ show. We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
As TJ mentioned earlier, make sure you go watch the Ace and TJ show on the Ace and TJ family app. It's totally free and it's available for iOS and Android devices. AceTJ.com/app or just search for Ace TJ in your app store on your phone. So is it littering when you're dumping out liquids in a parking lot? Where do you draw the line? Ace said it's only littering if he has to step around it.
And pretty much anything other than water, I would want to step over, step around.
So no soda.
Yeah.
No milkshakes, as he said.
Yeah.
Dog pee. Still got to step around.
I would think so, yeah.
TJ has never committed a crime or done anything immoral in his life.
Right.
So he is not even in this conversation, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
Is emptying your drink in a parking lot littering? At the Ace TJ show, a lot of people just agree with you, Ace. They said water, no, anything sticky that will cause a mess, yes. Sue Ellen said, it probably is. I don't make a habit of it, but I'm not going to act like I haven't done it or wouldn't do it again if I needed to. I think that's probably the most level-headed attitude to have. But,
I mean, that is where I discard bacon grease.
Just right in the parking lot?
Yeah, because you can't pour it down the drain, they say. It's not good to put it in your drain.
That's what they say.
And you can't pour it in the sewer drains, you know.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, long gone are the days where you open somebody's freezer and they got a big, you know, can, old coffee can with bacon grease in. I'm like, where are those people? Nobody has that anymore.
I have that on my counter.
Do you?
A thing for grease. Yeah. It's a little decorative aluminum silver thing with a lid on it. And I pour grease. If I have a lot of grease, I'll pour it in there and then toss it later.
I was going to ask if you reused it, but okay, good.
No. I mean, I would if it were only like one specific type of grease. Like if it's just bacon grease,
gotcha. That makes sense.
I'd use that, but I mean, I'm cooking chitlins and stuff too. So.
Chitlins. Ace's dad used to just keep the grease in the actual frying pan and would put it in the oven. And then when he would make burgers,
well, what even grease? He lived alone. He was living alone one time, and he was using, I think maybe using like Thousand Island dressing or something to cook it in. And he would just take the pan and stick it in the oven. And the next night he'd pull it back out, put it on top of the thing, throw a hamburger patty in there. And he's like, "Boy, I got sick." I was like 15 at the time. Like, no kidding.
I bet you did.
I bet you did, stupid.
And something tells me Tech D Rob does not have the decorative grease crock that TJ has. Rob, what do you do with grease?
Well, you turn your water on hot.
We knew the answer to that before. You turn the water on hot.
Let it get really hot.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So TJ always points out, like, oh, cadults. That's a phrase that you might hear in the news now. They use this term, cadults, to describe mostly millennials, some Gen Zers, as adults that just never really grew up. So they still cling to things from their childhood that bring them comfort and makes them feel safe.
And they love using the term nostalgia. It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah. You're playing with toys as an adult.
Yeah. And I saw this video of a couple that's on their wedding day. And instead of opting to have a caterer or have food brought in, like a caterer would, they decided to just have a macaroni and cheese bar. Now, it's a nice black tie wedding, right? And all they have
Is mac and cheese?
Is mac and cheese and all the toppings. Now, to me, if I'm going to a black tie wedding, fancy wedding, I want a sit-down dinner. And I don't go to a lot of them. If I'm just served a macaroni and cheese bar, I'm not going to be happy, super thrilled about it. Because I'm going to need something else.
So at the wedding, make sure I understand correctly, your only food option is mac and cheese. That's it.
And they go, oh, well, yeah, but you can add chicken or pulled pork or bacon.
Oh, okay. So there's a protein source.
There is a protein in it, but still,
I'm okay with that. Then. Yeah. If I've got an option of chicken or pulled pork or other things, I'm fine with that. Then
you'd be all right with that.
Yeah, yeah. But the guests should not be made to wear dressy clothes for that. They should be wearing cutoffs and tank tops.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, if I'm having
it's a black tie wedding,
I'm having to stand there in a suit and tie or a tuxedo, and that's what they're serving at their reception, then they've gone overboard with one part of it that just doesn't match the rest of it.
Exactly. So, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree. It's not befitting a black tie wedding.
No. But again, this is like an example of like, well, the bride wanted this. It's important to her. She loves macaroni and cheese. It's just not thinking about your guests.
Well, you can have mac and cheese and a lot of it.
And make it special. Like if have it as like the bride's favorite mac, you can make.
Did they also have goldfish and dry Cheerios for the bride to put out on her high chair tray?
I mean, I get it.
With a little sticky placemat.
Isn't that annoying?
And a bib.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, delicious, I'm sure, but come on.
I bet it's not. You can't make macaroni and cheese in that big of a serving and it'd be good.
That's a good point.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Show.